Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Jack Voigt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Zupczyk moves to third. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zupczyk scores. Thomas scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Hoyles moves to second. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Voigt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. McLemore moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McLemore bunts in front of the plate. Karkovice picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Karkovice. McLemore moves to second. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voigt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Voigt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball towards center. Devereaux catches it and throws to second to double up Guillen. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Voigt settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Voigt. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Voigt scoops it up and throws to first, with Moyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Voit hits a fly ball into left field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Zupcik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zupcik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zupcik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Zupcik reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Alan Mills now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Jim Poole now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Voit scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Voit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McLemore, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Tim Raines pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen is walked intentionally. Raines moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 4 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Franco moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Mark Williamson now pitching. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Lavalier now catching. Dane Johnson now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McLemore strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Voit takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.